Hey everybody, Tom here, editor of the podcast. Got a quick note. Turns out for the duration of this podcast, Corey was talking into the back of his microphone. This was an oversight on my part. So when you're listening, he may sound a little quieter than normal. Don't be alarmed. That's not a permanent feature of the podcast. I just forgot to turn his microphone around. So, you know, just bear with us. We're not very professional here. It'll be back to normal next episode. Thanks. Also, enjoy the new theme song for season 2. Exciting stuff. Here it comes.
It's the talk shop, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll do it better than Sam Sam. You ready?
All right.
Welcome, everybody, to The Talk Shop, Season 2, Episode 2.
Better.
That was, everybody, this is our second take of about the first 10 minutes of this episode.
Yep.
And Corey is already off to a much better start.
I'm that means so much to me, Sam.
I know.
That I impressed you.
Today, when you go to sleep, you can know well that you...
It'll be the last thing I think about. That'll be what puts me over the edge of sleep, right?
And that's, that's the only thing it should put you over the edge of.
Hey, you know, I'll be thinking about that too.
Good.
How's everyone's week?
Good.
Well, let's pretend we haven't had this part of this conversation before.
We didn't really. Right. We no, stumbled into nonsense
no,
last
time. No,
that's
actually true. That like went straight off the rails.
And I'm working really hard not to fight the temptation not to steer it back that way.
I don't want anyone to think, by the way, that we restarted because it went off the rails.
No, actually, I was really happy with how
there
the
was
take was going.
Audio technical difficulties. Yes. They've been fixed now. Hopefully, if you're hearing us in both ears, then we know it's working.
All right, so...
How was your week?
Mine was good. I'll start it off like I tried to last time, right before we stopped.
Do we have to?
Come on, Tom. I have had a hectic few weeks trying to buy a house. I finally found one that I liked. I put in an offer. They accepted it today. I'm pretty hyped. I still have to do the home inspection and see, like, oh, yeah, this whole house is actually sinking into the ground. It'll be, the ground where the house is will be level. In 2 years,
just build another house on top of it. I don't see what the problem is.
Just keep building houses on top until the houses go down into like bedrock.
Yeah,
and then you have a stable foundation.
Think of your basement, dude. You could go like straight down.
All I'm hearing is a 4-story house
that only looks like a 2-story house.
Yep,
the government doesn't need to know about it.
It was
tax you for 2 stories.
The whole process was just awful of getting ready to actually. Because it's like, once you're ready to start making offers on houses, once you have the piece of paper from the bank that says, we will give you money, you're set, right? Everything's easy from there. People that you're paying to do the work are doing all the work. You're just walking in and going, I like it, I don't like it, right? That's your whole job. But like, the stuff with the bank, dude, took like 6-7 weeks. And they'd send me, like, I would fill out this paperwork, and they'd send me these giant packets in the mail. And the giant packets would basically be all these things I had to sign. And most of them were like acknowledgments that I had received their request for information that I already gave them. So it was like, signer acknowledges that bank requested tax information. It's like, I gave you that already. Like all these things I already did. And then they send them through the mail. So like I get my mortgage guy would call me on like Monday morning and go, all right, I sent it out today. It's out in the mail. You should be getting it soon. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Happy days.
Yeah. Next Monday, I get it. It's like it took a week. And I keep saying, next time you have to send me something, tell me and I will come and pick it up. And he just didn't. He's like, no.
What? Like?
It wasn't like he couldn't for some reason. He just didn't. He just like didn't call me. He just sent it in the mail every time.
Well, the only thing I can say about that is there's not that many mortgage people working at that particular bank.
Yes.
So he probably has a lot of other people. Fair That's enough. The only thing I could
can
think
you
of.
Can you just leave it up front with a teller and say, hey, if this douche comes along, give him this pack?
Usually they do. I've done that before. I worked at that bank.
Yeah.
And like, you'll just have a random loan person come down and be like, if this guy shows up, make sure he shows your ID and then you can give him this. And yeah. I'm like, okay.
Okay, cool. Yep. Didn't happen.
right. Well, that's just sloppy.
I had some interesting experiences seeing houses. I'll leave personal information out because I saw the house of someone that I've met. It's someone that I kind of know. I'm not like friends with them. But
I know this person?
It was my house.
Yes. I told Sam this story immediately after. I didn't tell you because I wanted to save it for the podcast.
Okay.
So I saw the house of someone that I know.
All right. And it was, I'll try to guess based on the fact.
It was surreal, right? Because when you're walking around a stranger's house, you're just completely indifferent, right?
Yeah.
You're like, yes, this is a bedroom. This is a bathroom. This is a basement, right?
Yeah.
None of that. Oh my God, even worse, when we're walking into the place, he turned out to be wrong, but my realtor told me that it was a foreclosure.
Oh.
So I'm walking into this house of someone that I know thinking that they're getting kicked out of it. And I'm like, oh, and this is, I'm not making this up. This is 100% true. Because I requested the showing last minute. Like, hey, I'm available. Can we see it? And he's like, let me call him. And it was like half an hour notice. And they got the heck out of the house so we could see it.
Okay.
And there was literally an apple pie on the counter cooling down.
You should have like just taken a slice.
So you literally walked into this.
A fresh baked apple. I walked into the middle of their life.
Yep.
Into a house that I thought they were getting kicked out of.
You thought that they were like preparing that pie like out of sadness. You thought it was a sadness pie.
And I'm like walking in. I'm like walking into like their kid's bedroom. And it was just like the because you know, you walk in all the rooms and it's not weird. But when you know the person.
Well, yeah.
It's like I walk into this person's kid's bedroom and I'm like, yes, no, the walls look good. I have to pretend that it's not the weirdest thing ever. Right.
How did you know it was theirs? Did you just see like family pictures?
I've been there before.
Oh, you? Oh,
we've all been there before.
We can talk about it after.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was an experience.
I can imagine.
There was another one. This is a bit of a shorter story, but like there was a really, really nice. So the way real estate kind of works in Superior is everything's been on the market for either 3 days or 300 days. That's pretty much.
That's just real estate.
Yeah. I mean, if something good goes up, there's like 12 showings that day and it sells within 24 hours every time. It's like, it's ridiculous. Like I saw places that went up that day and I was the second person to see the house. And there were like six people waiting in their cars outside for us to be done so that they could take turns going in. Like it was, those places go fast. And one of them went up and it was a really nice house. It was kind of small. It was like 1,000 square feet, smaller house, but it was really nice. Everything was new, but it was a rental property. And the guy who owned the house was selling it. So whoever bought it basically became the landlord.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to move in basically by the end of October, because that's when the lease is up here. But the tenants couldn't move out until December. But they're going month to month. So anyone could pick it up and go, all right, 30 days and you're out of here. And I'm like, no, I can't do that, man. I don't have that in me. And my realtor, my guy who he owns rental properties, he's like, I'd do it. Like, all right, I guess I'm not cut out for that.
Remind me not to be a landlord.
No, but the place, I'm really happy with the place I got. It's got a nice area in the basement where I can play my drums, which is really important to me looking for places. Like if there's no basement and you're like, you can stick your arm out the window and touch the next house. I just can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good enough for me. But yeah, I'm really happy with it. I hope they don't find anything awful in the inspection that makes me start this whole process over again. I would probably kill myself.
Legitimately.
You heard it here first.
They legitimately find a murder basement. Like 18 toddlers were stolen and murdered in the basement. But it's clean and they're going to take $10,000 off the asking price.
I mean, do the police know about it?
Yes.
Do you? Okay. Does he know the toddlers?
Do I, like...
Through connections.
Is there any evidence that it happened there?
No, it's been scrubbed.
It's clean. It's just another room in the basement. If someone didn't tell me that happened, I never would have known.
Yes.
Sure. I don't care.
Okay.
I'll make that my drum room.
Just burn a little sage in the basement. The spirits will go away. It's
play
fine.
The drums until the baby cries.
Yeah. Until they die down. So you can't hear them anymore.
You have the worst case of tinnitus I've ever seen. They won't stop crying!
Yeah, so that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
House hunting.
Sam, how was your week? Baby's still alive?
Baby is still alive.
That's good.
Yeah.
It was a rough week in the center house. I can't go into details, but we had big fight. And you, after talking to you a little bit, Corey, I know you and I, we fight kind of the same way, yeah. where instead of getting overly emotional, we'll kind of...
Or even emotional at all.
Yeah, we'll just kind of shut down and like try to find the logic in the argument.
Start poking holes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And of course, given the nature of the argument that I had this week, I can't disclose anything about it. But you were telling me a story that I think really is podcast worthy.
Yeah, so
and
I remember it was the last time my mom ever slapped me.
All right.
And I think I was 15 or 16 or something. And I was just like a smart ass, right? And it, like whenever I was fighting with my mom, I was just like a douche. Like just sitting there. Like complete stone face, calm, cool, and collected.
Like a sociopath.
Yeah, just no.
What is it, mother?
That's not a joke. No, maybe like a bit of an exaggeration, but it was pretty close to that. Like just the way that those arguments and fights went, because I was a smartass. And it was about she hadn't caught me watching porn, but she had caught evidence that I had watched porn, right? You know, like some browser stuff or whatever. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But we went through the whole like she did the whole like. I always knew you were doing it. Like I always knew. And then later it was like, Corey, I thought you were better than that. I was sure that you were better than that. And I was like, well, which one is it? Like, did you think for sure that I was doing it and you just hadn't caught me, or did you think I was above it? And she slapped me in the face.
I bet it shut you right up though. So it worked.
That's a good story. Well, boys, we're supposed to pitch segments.
Yes.
I have two segments. I just thought of another one.
Go for it.
This one is a group activity.
Improv podcast. Let's go.
It's Would You Rather.
How original.
Well, I didn't
I've
say it was original.
Heard of this before. Whoa,
fine, guys. I give up.
You can write for SNL.
Wow. Wow. Where do you get your ideas from?
All right. I'm done. Let's go.
No.
I'm ready.
No. Here I am. pulling up to the table, trying to bring fresh content to the listeners, and all I get is a mouthful of guacamole and wine.
Don't you shit on my guac and wine combo, Sam.
I've never tried
you
it.
You know I want to make a restaurant out of that.
Guacamole.
Yeah, that was a personal, you're trying to hurt my feelings? It's not going to work.
Guacamole is very trendy.
It is. So is wine.
True.
Is it?
I don't know.
Here's the real question, everybody.
All right.
Would you rather have taste buds in your butthole or poop through your mouth?
Is this a meme you're looking at right now? Is this an art? So not only is the idea not original, even the question itself wasn't?
Can you think of your own would you rather on the spot?
Would you rather... Think of my favorite one off the spot.
Oh, I know which one you're going to say. That's what I was going to say.
The donkey one?
I thought it was a goat, but...
Oh, whatever. I think it was a goat, actually. Would you rather have sex with a goat and no one knows... Or not have sex with the goat, but everyone on planet Earth is sure that you did and cannot be convinced of it.
Yeah, you guys didn't come up with this. You're giving me a hard time.
I didn't say
this
that
is
was
not
my,
original.
He just said it was his favorite.
I just said it was my favorite.
Okay, so just because he doesn't happen to be looking at a meme right now, somehow this gets more respect.
It's in the brain. He had to memorize it.
It was so good, I remember it from years ago.
In all honesty, I would rather have sex with the goat.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Unless you could somehow exploit the fact that now everyone knows who you are for like some kind of fame marketing.
That is a great way to think of that.
Hey, it's me, the goat guy. Buy this insurance.
Because it's the phrasing of the question, right? Yeah. Like everyone on Earth knows who you are.
Yeah, that's a...
because if everybody was sure you did it, they would have to know who you are.
You'd be the most famous person. Yeah, you'd be the only person that everyone knows.
If the guy that universally is known for having sex with a goat releases a prog rock album... You think everybody's not going to listen
to that? That's actually a really good... Do you think
it's just a feeling, though? Or is it like a fact and everybody's... They know your face. It's not like they just see you passing by and they're like, I bet that guy...
What would that feel like?
Probably had a sex with a...
walk into a gas station at 3 a.m. Somebody's like, I don't know why, but for some reason I'm going to bah at you.
Where it's like it comes to their mind immediately if they see you?
Let's just say for the fun of it, everyone just knows.
Okay.
Like the way that I know what Tom Cruise looks like. Like, I can picture him in my head.
Yeah.
Everyone knows what...
In that scenario, if everybody knew that, I'd probably pick the other one.
Would you? Could you get on like Jimmy Kimmel, just arguing with Jimmy Kimmel about whether or not you had sex with a goat?
And then you just say, "But I didn't," and he'd be like, "But he did."
I just Kim Kardashian got famous for a sex tape with somebody who may as well have been a goat. Yep. Have you seen the guy in that video? Because I haven't. I don't watch such materials. But Kim Kardashian is now super famous for that. Yes. Paris Hilton super famous for that. I didn't even actually have to have sex with the goat.
But everyone thinks that. What's the difference between doing something?
We live in
like that's what it means to do something, right? Yeah. Everyone thinks that you did.
That's why
they're functionally the same. Doing something in front of people, or people just thinking that you did.
Yeah. Upon reflection,
well, I guess functionally.
Well, because the way it affects your life, right?
Are you guaranteed no diseases if you actually do it? That's another important thing.
Sure. Let's just say sure.
I mean, I'm 100% on the everybody thinking I had sex with a goat right now. I know. That's why Iraq is still around. that's why the Taliban still exists.
Is it particularly safe there, though?
Huh?
Is it safe to be a goat in Iraq?
No, it's not. I mean, you're the least likely to get shot.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
At least with a gun.
Hi-o!
But all I'm trying to say is that universal fame is universal fame.
That's true.
No matter what you want to do, you're going to write a book about politics. Signed, the goat sex guy.
Would you change your name?
No.
No?
Thank you.
Mr. Goat Hump.
I have a question about your would you rather.
Okay.
So would you rather have taste buds in your butthole
mm-hmm.
or poop out through your mouth?
Yeah.
You're tasting poop either way. It's the same thing.
But if you only have them in your... If you poop out your mouth, you only taste it when you poop. If you have the taste buds in your mouth, then you're just kind of always tasting what's going on down there. I doubt that it's ever like a happy taste.
So, okay. Yeah, I guess the taste buds in your butthole would be worse, right? Because they're, you like routinely just, like your brain kind of block it. Actually, maybe not. Does your brain block it out?
I don't know.
Because like you're not conscious of the taste of your own mouth, you know?
And you never think about the fact that you can never find a comfortable place to put your tongue. But now you're thinking about it. It's always there, right?
Moving on from that one, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Is it another one?
Yeah.
Did you just look at a meme?
No, I thought of it myself, you bastard.
I'm going to check like a Would You Rather subreddit tonight. And then...
Would you rather
yep.
have to watch your parents have sex every day for the rest of your life or join in once to stop it?
I mean, we get it for the greater good, right? You got to think long term. You gotta think like
I'm you, glad you jumped in
you
first.
Know, you know,
and so quickly.
You know, 127 hours or whatever, the movie?
I'm sorry, the way you jumped into that, it's like you've been looking for an excuse for a long time.
You know the movie, 127 hours, where the guy's pinned, his arm's pinned?
Yeah.
Right? He thought about the long term.
James Franco?
Yes. James Franco thought about the long term. He cut that arm off, man. You do what you gotta do. You gotta get out of there. You'll recover. You'll heal.
But you know what? It's after the first few times, after you get over the initial awkwardness of it.
You think just no?
It's just going to be a family time.
You think? Do they know that you're there, or is it just like a? Like,
I assumed that it was a very.
Or is this like a
a public event? Like,
what is that Christmas movie? Wonderful. It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, where you're just a ghost.
Just a ghost. Yeah,
that's there. Christmas Carol. I think that you're thinking of. It's Wonderful Life is where he loses everything that he had. Christmas Carol is like, when he gets taken to the past, present, and future as a ghost.
Yeah. But Wonderful Life is there, but no one knows that you're there.
I assume that it was like,
just like, come in.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's just happening.
And eventually, it's just like the family dinner. They're like, "How was school today?" And you're like, "Ah."
Are you watching the same thing? Are you watching the same?
I assumed it was a daily thing.
Okay. Okay.
Which is only going to strengthen your parents' relationship.
That makes it harder.
Yeah.
Because if it's the same thing over and over again, you could get numb to that, right?
Yeah.
It would just be like watching anything else. It would lose all meaning.
But what if it became so normal you just brought it up in some conversation? Like,
it is that way in some cultures, actually. I mean, in some cultures sex isn't like the because I mean you have whole generations.
But we're not
of
in that culture.
But my point in that was that you can change your psychology.
Could you move your family to one of those cultures?
Sure.
Where all the stigmas removed.
Why not?
And it doesn't even matter anymore.
Why does everybody know what you're doing? It's not the goat scenario again.
So if I move to one of these cultures, all of the stakes of this would you rather go out the window, and it's just fine.
Not really, because you still have to. Is the only reason you don't want to watch your parents have sex
because of the social stigma?
Is that the only?
This is the only thing that's ever stopped you. Psychology portion. Wait, I had a good would you rather.
Okay.
And this one is stolen. Oh,
look what's catching on.
This one is stolen.
Look what's catching on.
I saw it on the internet.
Everybody wants to do a would you rather.
Look at me fessing up to when I steal something. Would you rather have hair for teeth or teeth for hair?
Ooh. I'm going to say hair for, well, because you're ugly either way.
I'm going to go teeth for hair.
Teeth for hair?
Hat.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Hair for teeth.
You could wear a hat for your mouth. Dentures.
That texture, man. It's never, you're never getting over it. 80% of food inedible now.
Yeah.
Get dentures.
There's always going to be hair in your food.
Get dentures.
Get dentures.
What if you get a cavity on your head?
What happens if I cut the hair? Does it just like grow back like instantly?
What if you get
is
a tooth?
Is it like Santa Claus? Like
imagine the, every...
Is it like Tim Allen in the Santa Claus, right? Where he shaves the beard and he like wipes down with his towel and looks back in the mirror and it's all back again?
It would probably just grow like normal hair.
Oh, then you could just shave it down. That's not really a bad would you rather.
So, and also something to think about with the teeth for hair. There's like, it's not one for every follicle of hair. It's like, just covers the same surface area, but at the average tooth size, right?
That would be super gnarly gross, though.
Yeah, it would. That's what I'm saying.
I think the hair for teeth is the only way to go. Because, yeah, you can get dentures and you can shave it down.
Yeah.
You just have to have the coolest
barber.
But then
every once in a while, you just like lick your gums and there'd be hair, and you're like...
That's every once in a while, though. Just imagine a head full of teeth.
Imagine cutting your gums with a razor, trying to shave your mouth.
Well, I mean, do you go all the way down to the...
I don't usually use like matches or lighters. If that's what you're getting at.
In an alternate universe right now.
Sitting in the basement.
My personal would you rather that I came up with, which can be interesting. This is one that I honestly, this is just out of my head.
All right.
Would you rather put a nail under each one of your toenails?
Like a six penny nail, like something you do,
yeah.
Like a big nail.
Yep. And kick the wall as hard as you can.
Or
have somebody use a cheese grater through your eyeballs.
Okay. A cheese grater. Is it like a specifically designed cheese grater for the size of your eyeball?
No, it's literally just a cheese grater that this whole
so
area.
They go over your whole face until they get to your eye.
Yes.
I would do the foot.
Yep. I think that's
it would
the only
suck
clear answer.
Super bad, yep. And you wouldn't be able to walk for a long time, but it would go away. All right. Like, if your face is disfigured by a cheese grater, that's for life, man.
Yeah, never mind the fact that you wouldn't have eyes.
Well, that too. Well, both eyes. I thought it was just one eye.
No, it's both eyes.
Oh, that's way worse.
Yeah.
Well, you could wear a sweet eye patch and tell people that you were like a pirate, though. That'd be pretty cool.
Would you rather... Every time you sneeze, you have an uncontrollable bowel movement. Or...
You mean you don't do that already?
Every time... Every word you speak has a 2% chance of being the N-word.
2%?
2%.
Oh, man. It's like that one blade in Skyrim that every once in a while you get the instant kill. I forgot what that's called. Mehrunes dagger or something.
So, yeah, I think that's right.
That is a great one.
That's a good one. It's not mine. Artistic integrity intact.
Did you go to the bathroom just to look that up?
No, I actually had to go to the bathroom. I looked it up in the middle of the last one.
Oh.
The uncontrolled. Well, has to be the bowel movement.
Could you hold back every sneeze for the rest of your life?
You could wear.
Well, we'll put it this way: the like a full on sneeze unobstructed is a full bowel movement.
So you literally dump everything in your stomach.
Yes. But if you like hold it back, there's going to be some leakage, right?
Okay. Like if
But if you know like when one's coming and then it goes away, that's fine.
Oh yeah.
But all like right. but how hard the sneeze is proportional to how violent the bowel movement was.
Oh man. I couldn't be around.
Here's
any
my question.
Allergens.
Is it a constant 2% chance, or does every
constant? Oh, you want to do?
Is
like
it diminishing? Is it going to pop off? Like that's
so
what I'm wondering.
You could do like a pseudo random distribution.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, and then like prime it so you know
every time
it's gonna.
Every time it doesn't happen, the chance goes up a tiny bit.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Which one is it?
When it does, but if it happens like 5 times in a row, the chance to like play.
So is it 2 is it out of every 100 words?
Not like as a constant thing. You couldn't just like say.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. You couldn't just say 49 words. And
but
then
that's the
like
odds of it happening.
Go to the bathroom. And
okay. So here's the thing. I'm actually going to go with the N-word one.
Really?
I'm going to tell you why. Well, you could really apply this to either one. But you just, it's like, that's Tourette's.
Yeah.
Like, you would just have to get diagnosed. You just have to get diagnosed.
You could get legitimately diagnosed.
Yeah. And then, even if anybody gives you a hard time, they're picking on a disabled person.
But, okay.
And they're the asshole.
How far do you think that's going to get you? How far do you think this? When you were just in a conversation with your coworkers,
well,
or
the only thing about that is you have to spend the rest of your life reinforcing that you aren't like that.
That'll get you by with like family and friends, right?
Yeah,
they'll buy that.
Uh huh.
And it doesn't even matter if they buy it. That'll just like they have enough of an emotional investment with you where they can look past that, right?
Yeah.
Coworkers and customers or wherever you work, that's not gonna.
But if you're diagnosed,
also.
I mean, they can't fire you for it, but your
if I can't get diagnosed and I can't get it like accepted and like I can't tell people it's not my fault.
Getting diagnosed and getting accepted are two completely different.
Well, what I'm saying, if I can't move towards that, then I choose the sneeze poop.
So, would you immediately realize if you said it? So, if you're saying everything in even cadence, one random word could be replaced.
It's gonna be like that House episode where
it's not like something that like
what you're saying is different than what you're actually saying.
Yeah.
So you don't even know what happened. It's just like the reaction to people's faces.
Oh, that's different too.
But yeah, would it like because it's not like an uncontrollable thing. Like you can control when you talk or not. You just can't control which random word in random sentence is going to get replaced. So it's not exactly
it's like every time you say a word, an imaginary person rolls a dice.
But you would get studied. I mean, that's a clear
if you have like some
speech impediment.
Some like
you could have something named after you.
Yeah, that's. I'm coming up, and it's. I never thought I'd say this, but I'm coming up on the N-word, everybody. It seems to me like that's just. I mean, sneeze poop. That's like prom, man. That's like. I get very sneezy when I'm horny. I just don't want to deal with that.
I didn't need to know that, but now I do.
It's not true at all.
Here we go. This one's good. This one's good, actually. Would you rather be the smartest person in the world or the stupidest? The smartest person in the room or the stupidest person in the world? In both situations, you have the same level of intelligence that you do now.
Oh.
So everyone else has changed relative to you.
So if you're in a room, everyone's dumber than you.
Yes.
But, or you're the dumbest person on the planet.
That's a super easy one for
me. Ignorance is bliss, man.
That's an easy one?
Is it like, are we supposed to think of the worldwide ramifications?
You're not dumber than you are. Everyone is just smarter than you.
That's what I'm saying. Are we supposed to think like worldwide ramifications where the world will be better because literally everybody's smarter than me?
Would you do it for the greater good? You'd take the bullet?
I mean, but I'm already the same intelligence.
I was going to say, I'm already not exactly the smartest guy.
But your life would get worse in every way.
Do people know that I'm that? Like, is it just known that I'm that stupid? Because I can fake my way through things.
Does everyone
pretty well.
Know that? Like, I don't think anyone knows that some switch was flipped and you're just the dumbest one in the world. I don't think anyone knows that.
So then you could just stay quiet and you could improve the entire world.
Okay.
Just think of like a minimum wage job. If you just like got hired on, they're doing like calculus in for fun on like the wall, and then they just start talking to you, and you're like, "Hey, what are you doing?" They're like, "You idiot."
I love the idea of being the smartest person in the room, where someone walks in the room and they just become an idiot.
What I love about that,
they're like 2 feet away, they're fine. They walk through that door frame.
Well, that's what I love about that. That's why that's the first one I was drawn to, because I mean, you take it to its extreme. You're lecturing at Harvard. experimental physics.
As long as you get in a room with someone, you can impress them.
And you're drawing like a stick figure and like, you know, a Mickey Mouse and a rocket ship.
And then you leave the room and they're like, why did we hire that guy?
Like the dean of the school is coming in here. He's like, he's looking at the paperwork that the students have been turning in. He's coming to give you the what for. Yep. And as soon as he opens the door, he's like, good God, I've never seen it.
This I've never looked at it that way. We gotta try this. Call NASA.
You could get so far and you would ruin so many things.
Does that transfer for like teleconferences or like streaming?
I don't know about that.
Streaming is an important question.
Yeah.
No, this is philosophical. Like, what does it mean to be in a room?
Yeah.
What is a room?
Is it your physical presence? Is someone talking to you on like a video phone? Or like a video chat or something? Is that
like you make a YouTube video and somebody watches it?
Yeah, does that qualify as being?
They fall under the spell, or
you're there, a projection of you is in their room.
Yeah.
Because I love the idea of like a student listening to notes that they recorded.
When they're like, this is just babbling.
This is gibberish.
Doesn't make any sense.
There, people would notice.
Yeah.
People would notice that inexplicably they don't act the same based on which geographic location.
I think it would be turned into a witch hunt. I think they would. But then you could try to outsmart them every time they try to get
well,
you.
Well, you know, you're
in the courtroom?
Yeah.
I didn't do it. He didn't do it.
You can't argue with that logic. He made some good points. You know, you would only be as dangerous as you let yourself be.
That's true.
Because let's be honest, true. You just make yourself a car salesman or something like that. You live a rich, fulfilled life. Or just get into any pyramid scheme. You get rich, you take expense of others a little bit, but you're not changing the way we look at rocket science.
Door to door, outsmarting people out of their money.
Yeah.
All right, I've got one more.
I just want to point out again, you guys gave me so much crap for this idea.
I apologize.
I hope that everybody listening to this saw the progression as I took like the apocalypse firestorm of hate.
It wasn't the fact that you took it. Yes. It was that you hid it.
It wasn't like I was like, hey guys, I came up with this idea all by myself. What if we did like one thing and the other thing? We said, which would you rather do? I said, I wanted to start a segment called Would You Rather and play it back. It was like, and now all of a sudden, like an hour later, here we are having a good time.
Let's just agree to disagree.
I apologize, Sam. That was on me. I was wrong. All right.
Thank you. What is your last Would You Rather, good friend?
My Would You Rather is... Would you rather be forced to say m'lady every time you address a woman or yell, I'm an atheist, every time someone says God bless you? You have to yell it at the top of your lungs.
Oh, boy.
The m'lady. I'm fine with the m'lady. At the root, m'lady is a polite phrase.
Or let's say you have to do like a fedora tip, even if you're not wearing one.
I would that, you know, honestly, that got a stigma from the internet that I don't even think has reached the farthest parts of society. On its base...
I think that's true, actually.
The m'lady and the fedora. Do I have to wear a fedora?
No. But you have to tip as if you had.
I would do that. Like, here's the thing. That's only bad on the internet, and it's only as bad as the person doing it. Like, that's just the reality. A handsome, sexy guy, which I'm not saying I am, but a handsome, sexy guy that goes up to a girl and is like, m'lady, even if he's just doing it like kind of ironically, it's endearing and sweet. Mm-hmm. The problem the internet has a problem with is because most of those guys are man babies who don't shower and don't have a full beard and have patches growing out of the side of their ears. And they're like, m'lady? And the second she's like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't really want to have sex with you. They're like, whore! That's the problem. There's nothing wrong with going, m'lady. The obnoxiousness of like, achoo, God bless you, I'm an atheist, is so much worse. I have now the question is, can we combine those? Do you poop yourself and scream I'm an atheist?
That'd be just about
that's
worst.
That's great, actually.
Or do you say m'lady and everybody thinks you had sex with a goat?
By saying it immediately, the image of you with a goat. Oh, that's actually awesome. When you have to say m'lady and do the fedora tip, and psychically, like, it's not even that they think that you did it, but an image of you having like intense goat sex is beamed right into the center of their brain, and they can't look past it. Yeah. Like, it's vivid, like a lucid dream.
That's it, man. You can never talk to a woman again.
Yeah,
your life would be over.
Yeah.
Still stereo?
Yes.
Good.
We're good. All right. Well, I like that segment.
I do too.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
We'll be back with... that's something that we can do again.
Yeah. Sam, you had another segment.
I did. Sam's crackpot theories. Does anybody else want to go first?
I didn't do any research for mine.
I think of one, but go ahead.
So the world's... first of all, I have to start with why I started thinking of this with a rant. The Vegas shooting.
Yeah.
Happened. Terrible tragedy. A disaster. It's been touched on by every type of media. There's nothing new we can say about it, except I think I can speak for all of us when we say we all are best to Vegas. I have good friends there, and we hope that we can heal from the worst shooting in American history. Mm-hmm. I love how human beings react.
A little too classy.
It's about to go off the rails. That was that. I have to establish, and now we're going to slip into the tar pit of my brain.
Yeah, all right, let's go.
Okay, so my favorite thing about this, I'm very pro-gun. I own an AR-15, two handguns. And I love to shoot things. I'm a former military. I believe in gun rights. But I love how humans react to tragedies where all these people died. It's terrible. 500 people, ERs, you know, you can see pictures of the ERs flooded with blood.
I can't even believe, like,
it's just insane. And the first thing the next day when you get on is, but don't take away my guns.
Yeah.
Followed by, we're going to take away guns. Why? Let's just let ourselves get hurt and heal and then start talking about that. But here's what I love. People are afraid of guns, and rightfully so, no. I mean, why wouldn't you be? Look at what just was done with guns.
Can I interject quickly with the thing that bothered me about the response?
Yeah.
Everyone was talking before we knew anything.
Yep.
We didn't know who the guy was, if he had any sort of mental history background, if he had any sort of criminal background, if the guns he got were legal or not. We knew nothing, and everyone's instantly... That's what bothered me about it.
Yeah.
Mm. It's like, wait until we know anything before we even start talking about... anything, like, could it have even been prevented or not, right? Otherwise, we're just talking about nothing, and we should have been talking about it regardless.
Exactly. But what I love on the internet right now, and I see a new one every day because most of my friends are military and things like that, are these videos of these really angry white guys with big guns shooting things, going, this is why I need my guns! Boom, 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 boom. I love my guns, but we need to think of a better way to do this, everybody.
Yep.
The people that are afraid with guns, that's not swaying anybody.
People who are really into guns have a PR problem.
Yes, they really do.
That's true.
It cracks me up. Just like, what is it? How? It's not even convincing.
Who do you think you're reaching with that video?
There's not even like an argument to it.
Do you think,
it's
like,
just
Nancy Pelosi is going to watch that video and be like, oh my God.
I've been wrong.
I never thought about it that way.
It's not even like a, here's the safety switch, here's how I'm trained. It's not even like that intelligent. It's literally just usually a big muscular white guy in a grunt style t-shirt. And it's like, I deserve my guns! Bam, 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 bam. And then in slow-mo, bam, bam, bam.
Look at him explode! Something about,
the amendments guaranteed
me
this.
I'd like to add on something that I also think is weird about the whole PR problem.
Mm-hmm.
The videos where it's like, some dad and their like little boy or little girl that are like 7 years old and they've already like trained them to be experts with pistols. I find that very creepy.
Yeah, I do too.
Like, the first thing you do when you get out of the womb is gonna be holding a gun. Like,
I've seen those. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's just like, maybe let them decide if they want to learn about it first.
Yeah.
It's this little 8-year-old with a 50 cal sniper rifle.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with teaching kids about guns. I think that's a good thing to do, right?
Because, absolutely.
You can't hurt anything or anyone by teaching a kid how a gun works and gun safety and what to do if they fire.
Like, but they don't need to be like elite quick draw.
No, no, no. And yeah, that's a whole other thing from like getting little Susie out on the range every day, right?
Well, the fear from the liberal left is that we have too many weapons, they're in too many hands, and that they're dangerous, and that the people with the wrong psychological profile are getting access to these weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have these angry, muscular, angry white guys with the Jesus saves, but he won't save you t-shirt. Blowing things up with his way oversized automatic rifle. And his little girl going, Jesus wasn't a Jew, down there on the corner of the screen. And it's like, okay, all you're doing is proving their point.
Were
alive. The earth is 200 years old. Pow, 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 pow. It's like, okay, guys, this isn't how we win this argument.
Yep.
But the shooting. All right, so this got me thinking. The shooting, there's natural disasters. Even, like, the sanest of my friends are like, maybe it is the end of the world. There's, like, talk like that, right? Because things are just getting weird. In my opinion, it was still worse 500 years ago when your town would get ransacked and raped and people were like, eh?
Yep.
You built it.
I mean, it was bound to happen.
You knew there were marauders when you lived there. What are we going to do? Form some kind of, you know...
Should have gotten the town out of the way of our roaming horde.
Yeah.
Easy enough.
But things are bad right now. So that got me looking at this thing called the Great Filter Theory. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
No.
The Great Filter Theory, and I'm going to put this through the Sam siphon, so I mean, it's going to be dumbed down a little bit.
Yep.
Essentially, it goes with the theory that the reason we haven't run into it... If there was extraterrestrial life, odds are we would have run into it by now.
The Fermi paradox.
Yes, exactly. Perfect. You got ahead of me a little bit.
Oh, my goodness. The student becomes the teacher.
Would you rather
be an alien or see an alien?
Anyway. But the idea is that something, the reason why we haven't reached extraterrestrial life is because there isn't any. And the reason there isn't any, with all the stars and planets and the odds being on the size of it, is that there's some sort of obstacle that's unavoidable, some sort of extinction level event that's just inevitable,
yeah,
that keeps other creatures from reaching space and reaching the stars and getting to that level. We are right at that point right now. We're right to the point where if we invested our resources wisely and we did things the way we should be doing it, we could get to the stars.
Mm-hmm.
And so my question, have you ever seen The Happening? It was a Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, is that the Shyamalan?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. M. Night Shyamalan movie. Terrible movie.
The trees.
But a fascinating idea.
What, like, can I just say, has there ever been a worse, I don't think I've seen worse casting in my life. Mark Wahlberg playing like this soft-spoken, like beta male teacher.
Yeah.
Who wears sweaters.
There's a scene in that that's just epic where they're like, oh, they're accusing him of something. And he looks at me, he's like, what? No.
Yeah, yeah. I know exactly. What? No.
So, oh, like, they obviously just took the first take and moved on.
So bad.
Are you sure you want that one, M. Night? Yes, that is perfect.
But wrangling back in.
Yeah.
I've always liked the idea that the plants feeling threatened would release a pheromone that would make us kill ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
My theory as to why all these crazy things are happening. I mean, you look at this. Just look at disease, man. We beat a lot of diseases.
Mm-hmm.
We created vaccines that eliminated diseases, and that worked great for a long time.
But increased autism.
It didn't. You gotta trigger me. No, so just randomly, you have this huge group of people in the first world country going, we know that cures the disease, but nah. And you have all these diseases coming back. You have questionable leaders at best being put in positions. And even if those people hadn't won, the other choices were no better. It's not like you just have awkward people rising to fame. You have threats of wars and people making crazy political movements. You have shootings. You have all these things happening. Is the thing that causes the great filter, is it psychological? Is it just that it's like the Tower of Babel, is that we get so high and then we just kind of collapse on our own intellect. We are doomed to reduce ourselves back to a form of extinction by our own hubris.
I like that theory a lot, actually. It's really interesting.
I wasn't messing around when I said yeah. It's. I've put a lot of thought into this.
Yeah.
Is it just something that triggers in our brain, something so vast about the infinite nature of space, almost like it fights back. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm not for you, I'm going to curse you. I've never attached it to the Tower of Babel before until I was just talking now, but I actually really like that. Are we being doomed in our own psychology for trying to reach past the possibility of our own grasp?
Maybe.
Is it biological? Is it spiritual? Yes,
that's what's happening, and I can prove it. I can't.
Neither can I.
No, I like that a lot. That's a very interesting theory, Sam. That was way deeper than I thought it was going to be when this started off.
But going back to the taste buds in the butthole.
Do these jokes come about because our sanity is slowly draining the closer we get to the inevitable chaos?
But that's my segment. The would you rather we can do whenever, but I would like to try and prepare a theory about something like that every once in a while and bring it in.
I would like that a lot. I hope they all live up to that one.
About what I've been thinking about. That one has been like 2 months in the work. I've been working on that one on and off. So that's,
yeah.
I didn't like sit down. And I was like, I think I'll prepare something for the boys.
See?
That's how creativity works, right? You sit down at a desk. Time to think of something.
For Tom and Corey.
Here we go. Just start writing.
This is a picture of all of us in a house. And here's the universe crushing us for our hubris.
Vaccines, arrow, autism, question mark?
Oh, we should talk about the book
autism?
Club.
Oh.
Yeah. Speaking of autism.
So we listened to, at the request of a fan.
The studio audience. That's how he will be referred.
The live studio audience. We listened to Ones and Sixes by Low, which is really a local band.
It is.
Yeah.
Never heard of until he said it.
It's
true.
They're a married couple here. They've been around for a long time. They're actually very, very popular. I was big in them in like 2006, then kind of completely forgot about them. And so this was a nice reminder that they exist.
Well, you know way more about me. So like
he does know more about you.
I know you better than you know yourself.
You know way more about the band than me is what I should have said.
Yeah.
So let's say, like, before we talk about Ones and Sixes, How did it compare to their previous work? Because I haven't listened to any of it.
It was much more produced. I mean, they're old, and I'm not saying that for better or for worse. It was just much more ambitious. Not too much so. Like, I mean, there wasn't you've heard it's pretty simplistic in its design still, but I mean, it used to basically just be like a simple one note, like bing, bing, and they would just kind of to it.
Yeah. Okay.
And this is actually kind of, I thought that this was the perfect evolution of what I knew about them before this album. This is exactly what I would expect them to sound like right now.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. Here's the problem with Low, and I'm curious to hear what you have to say about it. I'm just going to put in my quick 2 cents with it. It's 110% mood music.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Like, it's something I would throw on. Like, the music that I normally like to listen to, it's not particularly good if you're listening to it while doing some, like, mentally intensive task,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like, are you trying to pay really close attention to something? Because, like, the music just, like, takes your attention. Like, it wants your attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that I would like. It's good driving music. It's good like ambient music. It's good like doing homework music or writing a paper music or mm-hmm. stuff like that. Playing a game, stuff like that.
I picture just being on a drive in the fog.
Yeah.
Like one of those late night drives. Like you're coming home at 2 a.m. and you have this on.
Yeah.
When I listened to this, it was the middle of the day, and I was holding Mercy and I was trying to get her fed and stuff, and it just really wasn't the right environment for it. Almost to the point where I think for this book club there should be a rule that you have to listen to the album at least twice.
Okay.
Because especially something like this, I don't think I gave this nearly the attention it deserves.
I listened to it all the way through once, and then a couple songs after that.
Mm-hmm.
My first listen, I was at work, just at my desk, doing work at the workplace.
Oh, is that where you were?
Were you working though?
You know, BoJack
working
Horseman.
Hard or hardly working?
You know, BoJack Horseman.
Yeah.
The two kids in the trench coat.
Oh yeah. The job store or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I am a business person at the job store or something like that. I think it was a pretty good environment to listen to it in. It didn't do that much for me, I'll be honest. I didn't think it was bad. It's just not the kind of thing that tickles my fancy, you know?
Yeah.
I
was just going to say, so up front, I didn't actually listen to the whole thing. Sorry, studio audience. I listened to like the first 3 tracks. Basically, my first opinion of Low was this music's going to put me to sleep, and that opinion hasn't changed, but it does sound better. Like the production is actually very good. Mm-hmm. Like it's unique, and they definitely have their own sound.
Like I'll say I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say it's still the same. It's just not for me. I would say it's not something I can really get into.
That's my thing. It's objectively made well, and it accomplishes what it wants to accomplish.
Yeah.
It's just not the kind of thing that I like. And someone who does like that, I'm sure, would be super into that album, as they should be, because it was made well.
Yeah.
But
I've had that opinion about things before, though, and if the mood is just right, like you were saying, mood music, and you listen to it, sometimes it's just like the perfect thing
just
for that.
Clicks.
Yeah. Like the Gorillaz, I can't listen to all the time, but there's times where it just like fits. Same with Modest Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
They're just
I agree. I mean, with this, the first 3 songs I think were a good sample of the whole album. I think they speak to the whole album pretty well. I liked the first 2. There was something about them in each one that kind of stuck out to me. The first one I liked when the female vocals took over.
Yeah.
In the second song, I liked the drum when they just started kind of beating the drum at the end. It was kind of a nice shake up of the song.
Just to put like kind of my thoughts, my favorite songs were the ones that were more upbeat.
I had
a more traditional kind of song structure.
I'm going to tell you that because I had 2 favorite songs, and I'm just curious if they're the same ones that you're kind of talking about.
Let me pull it up here.
I liked Spanish Translation.
Yes, that was the second one.
Yep. No, that's the third song.
Third one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I liked Lies. And I thought those were the 2 songs that were kind of the more traditional melody, verse, chorus,
yes.
kind of sweeping idea to them.
I completely agree. Yeah, I actually thought the exact same thing. I liked, because when I was first listening to it, I remember the first couple. Again, I didn't think it was bad, but I was just sitting there like, okay, this is the kind of music that it is. And then Spanish Translation like was a real tempo change in... Like compared to the songs around it and kind of like in my listening to it, I was like, oh, okay.
To speak to their production, taking their songs from being so moody and kind of slow moving to having this really sweeping kind of chorus that kind of catches you up is really cool. I've heard, I've never gotten to go, but I've heard their concerts are like going to church, where it's a very emotional kind of thing. I've heard that notoriously.
Like, when I listened to this album, I wondered what their live show would be, and that actually kind of piques my interest, because just listening to the music, you're like, well, this doesn't really jump off the record. It's not like, hot, ooh, it's hot. It's, but like, if you went to the concert, how would they even put that on? And I bet it's, you know, fascinating and like something really unique.
I would go. I've always meant to go.
Yeah, I would go to that.
If they show up in Duluth, they usually come like once a year.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, let's go. I think that this is a band that probably seeing them live would completely change my interpretation of them.
I completely agree, actually.
So I would be...
I would definitely go see them.
All right. Well, one day, I'm sure that it'll be soon, we'll go see Low and we'll report back too.
Yeah, let's do it.
But all in all, I mean, again, good album. I mean, I don't think we've ever recommended a bad album yet on this thing. It made me tired when I didn't want to be tired, unfortunately, just in the context of what I was, of when I was listening to it. Mercy really liked it. It helped her get to sleep, which was cool. last thing I'll say is the song Landslide. I liked what they did from a composition standpoint, where they had like the pattern to the music so that it almost built up like a landslide.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
That was really cool.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
I don't know.
I didn't associate it with that until you said it, because I wasn't like watching song titles when I was listening. I was just letting it go. But I know the exact one you're talking about.
Yeah, I thought that was a really cool way to make that song. I don't even know if I really liked the song. I just really liked the idea that it built. And it was like light and then hard, then light, then hard, and it kind of kept going faster. And it was a landslide. It was really cool.
Yeah.
Corey, it's your turn. Did you think of an album?
It is my turn, yes. I'm going to recommend... You should all be grateful that it took me this long to get around to Dream Theater. All right.
Oh no! Don't do it, Corey.
No, Sam.
Don't do it, Corey. Don't do it, please, man.
Trust me. Trust me. All right.
Please.
Trust me. Do
it. It's the moment of betrayal.
No.
Sam.
I was thinking that about this moment.
Oh. Sam.
Okay.
The album is. You're gonna like it.
Okay.
Because the stuff that I've sent you before that you said you liked is from this album.
Okay.
The album is Metropolis Part 2.
It's 16 hours long.
It's actually not that long.
It's almost 2 hours?
It's not 2 hours long, is it? Let's see.
Who's quicker on
this? Technical break. I've got it up here.
Well, I think it would be over 2 vinyls. So it would be, if they packed them, it would be
you're gonna like
about 2 hours.
Okay.
You could get away with just one listen through, because it's a concept album.
Okay.
It's actually an interesting concept, too.
Yes.
I actually like this album quite a bit.
It is, in my opinion, their best album. Just maybe kind of as a whole, as like a creative work, it's probably the most impressive thing they've done. I, as a huge prog fan, am a huge fan of it. But it is largely... I mean, there's nothing too out there about it, right? It's not like super weird, next level conceptual, like ambient noise for 7 minutes. there's none of that.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to give it a try, because I'll tell you what album I finally went back and listened to again that I actually really loved was Rush 2112.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I love that album.
I don't know what, I only heard it once before, like 5 years ago, and I couldn't get into it, but I listened to it again and I was like, this is incredible. So maybe this will do it. I'll give it a listen. I always will.
Yeah. I don't expect you. Like, I'm not, like, expecting you to love it.
Yep.
I think you will like it.
Okay.
But give it a fair shake.
We should just call this Progtober, because I have a prog album I was going to recommend for my next one.
Nice, really? Nice.
So do you start listening to prog music and then recommend it?
I don't. I actually like... Prog, for me, is almost always a 50-50 shot.
Yeah.
It
depends on how deep you go.
Lately...
It gets pretty out there.
Lately, I've been really digging the prog that I've been listening to. So this is fine. As a basis for next week... Historically, I really don't like Dream Theater.
Yeah.
I respect them as musicians. Like I think any musician that listens to them has to tip their cap and give them a lady. Yeah.
And then crap their
and
pants.
And then hump a goat.
Yeah.
But their music and their lyrics has never grabbed me. But that's now. We'll see how it feels next week.
I think you'll like it.
Just so you know, just to reiterate the rules of this, because my wife, when she listens, the album review is her least favorite part every time.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
The fun of it is supposed to be that you, as a listener, are supposed to listen to the album too, so you can kind of see how our opinions compare. Otherwise, it's just us talking about something that you've never heard.
Yeah, that was the idea.
The unwritten social contract.
Yeah.
We were going to do books and movies and stuff, but the easiest thing is just music, because you can just jump on YouTube or if you have Spotify or iTunes or whatever. And it's the easiest thing to have access to in its entirety.
Yeah, I agree.
We should, for October, we should pick a cruddy horror movie for all of us to watch. Yes. We can either watch it together or separately. And then
it'd be more fun if we watch it together.
I think so.
I just want to do things with people.
Let me check Netflix. They usually have something crappy.
So I have two right off the top of my head.
Okay.
Right. Perfect. There's Cult of Chucky, which is the newest Chucky from the Child's Play movies.
All right. Okay.
And then there's a French movie called Raw that's getting a lot of buzz online that I don't know anything about, except that's a veterinarian. It's a girl who goes to veterinarian school and she's a vegetarian, and she's forced to eat raw meat, and something happens.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Intriguing, though.
All right.
She decides she likes meat?
It seems to insinuate that she becomes like a zombie, but I really don't know.
Okay.
That'd be interesting.
Let's do it.
Either of those grab ya?
I'd watch either.
Raw is a French film, which means that it'd probably be more interesting to talk about.
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of know what we're going to get with the Chucky movie.
We're going to do an It viewing party, right? When that comes
out. Oh, absolutely. I'm buying 16 copies of it.
Passing them out to random people. Watch this.
So should we just say Raw? The French film Raw on YouTube? Netflix?
Let's do it, yeah.
Okay. Works viewers, watch that too. I don't know what I'm recommending to you. I have not seen it.
Literally, to recommendations.
This is based off of a Reddit thread that said, hey, that's a good movie. So.
All right, cool.
That's cool.
Good enough for me.
All right.
Listen to the album, Sam. You know the rule.
I promise I'm going to.
All the way through.
I have listened to every album recommended all the way through. This will be no different.
I don't remember any of my other recommendations.
You only had one other one.
The last one, you surprised me. I liked it. It was
Epicloud.
Epicloud.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a real winner. Yep. I still listen to that, actually.
It's a good, motivation album. All
right. Yep. So what did we learn today?
I learned that Sam actually could write for SNL.
Aw.
Tom.
I learned that every day we slip closer to chaos. And it actually makes sense.
And it's inevitable. We can't stop it.
I learned that what's going to keep us from the stars is the fact that we can't stop talking about the taste buds in our butts and the pictures of us humping goats.
We're contributing to this. We're like players in this drift towards nothing.
All right, boys, it was fun.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah, thanks.
Tell a friend.
Yeah.
Thank you for your continued support.
We know there was a long gap between season one and season two. I noticed that our listens, our downloads are down. That's understandable, but hey, let's get back up there. Let's
ramp them back up.
Yeah.
Hope you like the new intro song.
New intro song?
Yeah.
Hype.
I will show you what I have.
All right.
I mean, I already have it. It's at the beginning of this episode, so.
Wasn't that a great intro?
The hype was real. I loved it.
All right. Well, we'll see you next time. Hopefully this was only a week after we released the last one, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll try to keep doing it weekly if we can.
Yeah.
But life happens. As
every 2 weeks, I think, was a great schedule.
Yeah.
I think we should just shoot for every 2 weeks.
Works for me.
Cool. Okay, cool.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Hey, bye.
Bye.
I love you.